Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to the Brokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's our NoahDog54.
I'm Jeevan, so John.
And I am your lovely host once again, handsome, glorious as always, Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXE Gaming. So it's been a week. So for us, it's just to give you a clear cut answer right now. It's March 30th. You're getting this in like May. So just want you to keep that in mind, because you might have missed a couple episodes where I've explained that we've been pre-recording because I'm going to be moving at some point. For you guys, it would have already happened. Most likely for me, it hasn't happened yet. But there's going to be a period where I'm going to be moving, and that's probably going to take a couple Sundays because I'm moving into an apartment. So my guess is we're going to be slowly moving stuff in. And because I work every day but Sunday, I imagine I'll need a couple Sundays to do that. So, but we're here and we're living large, maybe, probably not. But definitely not. Noah's probably not, and then John's definitely not. If that gives you an indication. But despite being in excruciating pain, how are you guys doing today?
Not too bad actually, man. Just got done with like a 5-6 mile walk. I've been home for like 40 minutes, and yeah.
All right, nice, nice.
Imagine exercising, couldn't be me.
imagine bettering your body, couldn't be me.
Yeah. I'll just stick to my diet of chicken nuggets and...
You should have said dino nuggets or something, it would have been way funnier. Yeah.
That would have been great. That really would.
But yeah, no, I've I walk to work and to and from work anyway, but on days I don't work, I try and get some form of walking, even if it's just a couple miles. Cause I have like this circuit I'll do. I've been trying to go like farther to see how far I can go down. But yeah, it's like the last, I didn't do it this Sunday because, I didn't have time cause I literally just got done with lunch like 10 minutes ago. But like I'll try and walk cause it's good for you. So
yeah.
Granted, the weather's good. Cool.
Yeah, like, that's what actually made the walk nice, was the weather was not that bad.
Yeah, for us, it's gonna be raining all day, so there's not... I probably wouldn't have been out walking anyway.
Yeah.
For me, it's been pretty nice, because, you know, I don't live near you guys. It was, like, 70-something the other day.
You shut your mouth. Ooh, over nice. Minus 5 points for gloating.
For living in a completely different state.
Minus 5 points for being in a different state.
I was going to... be nice to John, and no, I'm not going to, because I'm afraid to lose points.
Nah, I mean, I take away a point. Like, if you guys missed the Ethan Takes 3 points for Visibly No Reason episode, you know, it was funny, because that's the reason Noah won the last one for you guys, because, because John engaged with the topic a little bit more was the reason he lost, which is hilarious. So that's why Noah ended up winning, because if it was a normal episode, Noah had a 50-50 chance. But, yep. Technically speaking, every time he swears or every time he, like, insults John, depending on who's the host, that percentage goes down to, like, 40, then, like, 30, then, like, 20. Like, it just keeps going down. But because it was, almost like a reverse episode type of thing, because you lost points for doing the things we do in the podcast anyway. So because John's so good at doing that, he lost because of that. So it was really funny. But.
Yeah. And then John lost again because he doesn't upload enough.
I don't think that was the reason. I think it's just because I won the YouTube game a bit more.
I was gonna say that it was the meme from WandaVision. Yeah, that's oversimplification of events, but yes.
That's oversimplification of events.
Yeah.
But yeah, as for me, it's been a bit of a bad week, honestly. Because the weekend's been good. Friday was good, Saturday was good, and today was good. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday just all kind of sucked. So Monday, you guys know that classic physics equation where it's or physics thing where it's like two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my finger and a very sharp object tried to do that and found out that it's true. Physics is correct. Two spaces cannot occupy the same space at the same time. My middle finger literally got sliced, not in half or anything, but like enough that I had to rinse it in water for like 10 minutes because it just would not stop bleeding. And mind you, this happened at work, so I had to like take like 10 minutes while it was happening. And, so now now my middle finger's all bandaged up. It's feeling a lot better now. Like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it sucked doing anything because it's on my right hand too. And so my right hand's the most used, and so whenever I'd pick something up, I felt it, because, again, there's no skin there anymore. And so I'm like, oh my god. It's, it felt like, the way I must describe it, it felt like several needles poking into that specific part of my hand, and when I picked something up, it was awful. Thursday, it started to heal, I think. Well, it's been healing ever since, but it started to... I could tell it was healing by Thursday. Friday, it's fine. Saturday was decent, and then today I don't really feel it unless I put a good amount of pressure on it, which I don't try and do anyway. but yeah, so that sucked. And, I almost forgot about this part. I almost died! Isn't that great? I don't even mean to say that as a joke, you know, how YouTubers are like, I almost died, and they, like, stub their toes. I mean, no, I'm being serious. Because I was walking on the crosswalk, you know, the thing that's for pedestrians. Uh-huh. And I was allowed to go. It had the thing. It wasn't like I was jaywalking or anything. It had the thing. And this guy decided, you know what? Red lights, they're just suggestions. You know, who needs a stop for those? Uh-huh. And so I'm very aware of my surroundings. So I saw him coming, and I saw him not slowing down. And I'm like, oh, boy. And so I, like, rushed to the other end of the crosswalk. And sure enough, he did not stop. He blew right through. So, yeah, fun. But so with where he was, if I hadn't run and moved, I would have got, if not nicked, I would have got hit. So, good thing I moved.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is a PSA to all you people that walk. Do not walk with headphones in, because you literally will get killed. So, just don't do that. But, yeah, so.
Or if you do walk with headphones in, put one earbud in. One ear with no earbud.
Even then, because sometimes if someone's like coming up behind you, you need all your senses to hear them, or you need all of the sound you can get to hear them, because someone can easily sneak up behind you and you'll never know if you still have music playing in your ear, even if it's just one ear. Doesn't matter, because there was a study done in 2015. Someone had they did headphones, and they did the ear pod things. And I think it was 70% of people couldn't tell if they were being followed or not, because they had, even with just the one ear in, they couldn't tell.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying PSA, just if you can, I know you love listening to music or podcast, or listen to the Provokers podcast. Great idea. But don't do it while you're walking.
Yeah, you know what? This is only for us.
But yeah, so that's how the week went so far. But like I said, Friday was good. Mm-hmm. Saturday I got free food, and freeze is free. So,
free is free.
Friday it was my brother's birthday, so like I got food there too. But it was also his birthday, so we went to a restaurant, so that was nice. And then Saturday, I only worked in the morning, so that was nice. So I got the rest of the day off. And then obviously Sunday, I do my normal routine, and then we have the podcast. So it's been the weekend made up for the week itself. But
yeah. I will say, though, I had a pretty similar week to you, actually, except I didn't cut myself and I didn't almost die.
So you didn't have a close week at all? You did not anything?
No. What I mean is, Monday sucked, because on Monday, I was given to work on 1,000 tiny parts that were annoying as shit. So, you know, that was fun.
Okay, but did you get almost run over or slice your finger?
I almost got impaled by a forklift.
That's not the same thing. That's not what I asked.
I feel like that is.
20 points for not clarifying.
No, it's not. It's different, yeah. It's still not great, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, then Tuesday sucked as well, because finished 1,000, then I had another 600 small parts to do.
But here's the thing, are you paid to do that, though?
Yes.
So what are you complaining about?
It's literally your job.
It's literally your job.
Yeah. It's literally my job, but also, Jesus Christ, it's annoying.
Yeah, I mean, washing dishes is also annoying, but it's also my job, so I don't complain about it.
True. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Thursday got better. Friday was really good, actually. And a very hard-working day that day. And then yesterday, pretty good day. Today, walked 5 to 6 miles, so I feel good.
Do you, though? See, no, what you should have done is on your 5 to 6 mile walk, you should have almost got hit by a car, because that's kind of like the, that's like kind of this built-in standard for going on a walk, is you gotta almost die at least once.
Mm-hmm. I had a few close calls this time. I had the close call with a semi-truck and a couple cars.
Nice.
That's actually a few inches away from being hit by one of the cars, so.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't almost hit by a car on a walk, but I almost did get in a car accident. I think it was Thursday.
Really?
Because I was driving to class, and I was like, when I'm going to class, I'm like, I don't want to be late at all. Anything that is gonna, like, hinder my progress stresses me out. And there was a cop right in front of me, and so I was like, okay, I'm gonna make sure I'm going, not gonna get pulled over. And he turned his lights on and pulled over, and I'm like, oh crap, I'm getting pulled over. And it actually was just like, pulled over to question somebody who's walking on the sidewalk. And when I realized that, I went to turn into the lane, the left lane, to go around him, and almost got hit by a truck. So,
lovely.
Fun. So we've all had, well, except for Noah, because I'm not counting the forklift thing. Me and John both had an instance where a car-related accident was about to happen.
Yeah.
But,
I feel like this is bullshit.
Decide points. So, no.
My bit.
No. Yeah, so with that being said, we're gonna get into headlines. I just had the one. So again, this is, again, coming out way late for you guys. And I mentioned this in, I think in the last episode or the episode before that, the Minecraft movie is out for you guys, when you're listening to this. For us, it's not, because like I said, it's March 30th, I think it comes out on April 4th or something. So there's that. But I have another movie to talk about, and that's the one that, again, kind of came out recently. For us, for you guys, it was like a month ago. The Snow White movie, the new one, has broke records after reaching an all-time low of a 1.5 out of 10 on IMDb, and is currently on pace to become the lowest-rated movie in history. History! And, you know, just rattling my brain of why that could be. I mean, you know, there's dwarves in the movie that they could have casted. You know, that's already, they already have a hard time getting roles as it is. So it'd be an awesome role to be in, for those people that could do that. And they're like, you know what? Screw them. We're going to just do CGI. Maybe it's because the lead actress is a narcissist who hates everyone but herself. Maybe it's because they just shattered everything that the original had going for it. You know, just these are just theories. Movie theories, film theories. Maybe that's the reason. Can you sense the sarcasm absolutely pouring out of my body right now?
Yes. What? You're not serious?
So, yeah,
you were the fullest? Oh my god, I
can't. I know. World shattered. Well, yes.
Grown.
So, yeah, I was expecting this to happen. It's like, they literally, people warned Disney. They're like, hey, if you continue with this, it's not going to be good. And what did they do? They continued with it. So I am not surprised it's on record, or it's on track to be the worst rated movie in history, which I'm curious as to what they'd have to beat. Because I'm curious how garbage the current worst movie is right now to compare it to the new Snow White would be hilarious to me. Because I'm very curious to see what actually is the worst rated movie of all time. But approaching, the one that's approaching it is the new Snow White, which makes a lot of sense because, again, all the things I listed before, the main actress is a PR nightmare, and she's also just a terrible person. And then they had, instead of casting actual people for the dwarves, they did CGI instead. All the people that were originally going to be casted, they're like, screw you guys. And this was after they, like, when they showed the scene of, like four out of the seven dwarfs were, like, tall people. It's like, do you not know what a dwarf is? So that was even after that whole incident of the first trailer or whatever. So I am not surprised at all by that. So Disney had what was coming to them. They knew what, like, they were warned that was going to happen. So, yeah, that's, you know, it's another movie that's just going to go in with the wind. It's they're probably gonna bring it to streaming pretty soon because it's like no one's going to watch it. Like the people that you see that were watching it, like someone like rented out a movie theater to watch it, and you can, well, not rented out a movie theater, they rented the theater to see it, and but they still let people buy tickets so they could show, because their PR plan was to show that, oh, look how many people are watching the movie with the actress or whatever. And then, like, no one showed up for the movie because, like, no one bought tickets. And it's like, yeah, and then so they still did the PR thing. That's what's astronomically hilarious to me. They still did the PR stunt with it where they showed the main actress watching the movie. And not only is she still a narcissist in that PR thing, so I don't know why they keep trying to cast her for that. But also, there's no one in the theater. So it's just like, their plan was like, look how many people watched came to watch the movie, and like, no one's there. And so I'm like, you're just digging this hole. Like, this hole was already on rock bottom. You somehow managed to dig beneath rock bottom. You had a metal shovel, and you kept going. So I've given up on Disney at this point. They've kind of like, I talked a long time ago about how I was comparing Disney to Rome. Rome was great. Rome was at the top of its peak for a while, and then a cosmic event happened where it fell, and now Rome is not a thing. And so empires rise, empires fall, and I think the empire that Disney has had is slowly crumbling, and this movie has just dipped it even faster. It's like a roller coaster. They were on the decline, and it was just like a normal decline, but now it's like a 90-degree angle decline, thanks to this movie alone. So, they'd have to really do something good to get themselves back at this point. Because 1.5 out of 10, like, that's awful. Like, and for it to be the on track to be the worst movie in history, that's nuts. Because think of how many movies come out every day. Like from indie studios that are still counted on the IMDb thing. That's nuts. So.
Yeah, that's really saying something if this is saying it's going to be the worst history, worst movie in history.
Yeah. And it's like, keep this in mind too, it's not like it's a boycott that's happening. People have went to see it. But they just hate it. They just don't like it at all. And so they're giving it like a 1-star rating. And so like, it's crazy.
So it's not that people aren't going to see it, it's just everyone hates it.
Well, there are people that aren't going to see it purely based on the fact that everyone's saying it sucks. Like, I'm one of those people. I didn't have any interest in it in the first place as soon as I saw like four tall people playing dwarfs. That was my immediate being like, okay, I'm just not going to go see this movie because it's stupid. Then everyone realized how big of a narcissist she just really sucks. She grinds my gears because she just basically went on a rant saying that if you liked the original Snow White, you're stupid and you're ugly. Like, border, TLDR, that's kind of what she said. She said that if you like the original movie, that it's, the original's outdated and that your opinions are dumb if you like it. Like, those types of people make me want to punch them in the face so hard. Like, if it was legal, I'd do it. In the words of Markiplier, it's not legal, but it definitely should be. Or no, who says that? Is that PewDiePie that says it? Or no, it's that Charlie. It's Charlie that says that. If that's not illegal, if it's definitely not illegal, it definitely should be. I've mixed the words. Either way, there is a quote of Mark out there. So I think it was an Unus Honest quote, actually, of him saying, it's definitely not legal to do it, but I definitely want to do it. Or something along the lines of that. Yeah. Markiplier fans know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I don't know who this actress is, but Jesus Christ, even the original is probably better than your fucking work.
No, the original is way better, because it's an actually good story. Because, that's another thing people are complaining about. They're overlooking the actress, which I feel like is fine if you want to go about the movie that way. But they look at the story first, and even they're like, yeah, this story is dog water. Like, I literally I watched someone that had watched the movie themselves, and they're like, the title of the video was the worst movie in history. And so I'm like, oh, I'm curious. Cause it didn't show like a picture, like the thumbnail was just them, with a tomato thing. And then there was like a star next to it. So it didn't actually show, what the movie was. So I clicked it and like, oh, this will be interesting. I'm curious what they think the worst movie is. And then when they, like the first minute you realize it's Snow White, I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. But I decided to stay because I'm curious of why he thought it was the worst movie. He's like, so I looked past all the drama, I looked past all the political stuff, I looked past everything and just purely looked at it as a movie with a story. And he said he's an actual professional reviewer, he reviews some movies on his blog and stuff like that, and he said if he could give it 0 stars, he would. So like, that's how absolutely bad it is, and I'm not surprised. So not only is the story garbage, the actress is garbage. They use CGI instead of actual casting people that could actually play the roles. And then they like just shattered everything that the original had going for it. It's like, if you're going to make a remake, you can change something, sure. But don't change everything, because then it's not a remake. You're making a new movie at that point. But right. Even still, it sucked.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say, if you look at it in comparison to, like, Maleficent, it's like a completely different think them divisional, but like they weren't trying to pretend like it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so like I think that's as well as it actually being pretty decent is what made like sets those two apart, because it's like, oh, people wanted to see this for one. People liked it, and they didn't try to pretend it's something it's not.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, to me, it was doomed to fail. I knew as soon as they were going in the... As soon as I saw the direction they were heading, I'm like, yep, this is going to fail. And people, like I said, warned them. They're like, hey, I'm not going to watch this movie if you're going to keep doing this stuff. And Disney's just like, I don't care. We're going to keep doing it. And then the actress had the gall. She had the gall. I saw this. It was an interview or something. She had the gall to say, oh, I'm a great actor, so people are going to love this movie. And then, no one went to go watch it. So, and the people that did gave it, like, a 1-star out of a... Or 1 out of 10 or whatever the rating is. So...
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
It's also... A lot of, like, actually good actors, when they're asked about, like, the movie... not that particular, just the movie they're in. A lot of times they'll be like, the crew is really great, or the cast is really good. They're not like, I'm really great. You should watch it because of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, I anytime I see an interviewer writer now, I just tune it out, because I'm like, I'm not listening to this garbage anymore.
Yeah. Fair enough. Like, that's why I'm waiting for Markiplier to get done with Iron Lung, because I really want to see that.
Yeah, because it's almost like he is an actually good actor and is, like, way better in every way than what Snow White's doing, so.
Yeah, like, and I'm very curious to see what the final product is going to be.
That and the FNAF 2 movie, I think, is also going to be a good movie this year. Minecraft, I'm not sure. That could be a 50-50. That's a coin toss for me at this point. We'll see.
I feel like the Minecraft movie is going to be a hit or miss for me. I'm not entirely sure.
They do have a reference to John's and his chicken murder in the movie, though. So I feel like, you know, there's that, too. Because literally every time I see that, because I showed that scene on Minecraft Live, and when I saw that scene, all I could think about was John murdering his chickens. Like, I feel like that's how deep the S&P goes. Like, anytime I see chickens being murdered in a movie or other video, I'm like, hey, John does that. So,
honestly, there's one time where I get like chicken tenders from a restaurant, and I was like, "Oh, John would have killed for these."
Yeah, but enough about terrible movies and how terrible the actresses are for said movie. We're gonna move on to something else. So obviously moving on to the Creators Showcase / email, but I have an email today, and it's probably the most heartfelt email I've ever seen. I'm going to try and compose myself while reading this. I'm not going to promise you anything, because I was, let's say the waterworks were going when I was just reading this myself. Because I do read them ahead of time, so I make sure there's no, like, expletives or anything. There's no, like, no one didn't send me an email and just swear all over the place. So I read them beforehand, and, I was, like I said, the waterworks were going when I was doing that myself. But, so this is an email I got. And the subject basically says, feel free to read this on the podcast. So that's, you're not going to hear it in the actual message, but that's where I know how I can use this on the podcast. But this says, hello, Ethan, John, and Noah. I'm so glad I get to finally talk to you guys and maybe even get on the podcast. My name is Casey, and I have been listening to your podcast for about 2 weeks now. That might not seem like a long time, but I've listened to about 50 or so episodes so far, which is crazy. but my absolute favorite one being Wavelength Remastered. And this is where it gets, sad. I recently lost my mom to cancer about a month ago, and I've been using comedy to try and feel better. I've watched comedy shows, my favorite comedy TV shows, but none of them have made me feel that much better. That's why I'm reaching out to you guys today. I wanted to tell you that your podcast has been the first thing that's helped me. Your guys' banter between each other is hilarious and always put a smile on my face, even during the worst days. And John getting stabbed by his brother will never get old. I can't thank you guys enough for what you guys do, and I will be eagerly awaiting your next episode. Much love from Minnesota. So, wow. Yeah. So first of all, Casey, I don't know your gender, because in that email alone, I can't tell, because Casey's a name that can go either way. I've seen males named Casey, and I've seen females named Casey. But regardless, Casey's hang in there. Whatever, like, that's like something that's, you can't, like, beat yourself up over, because that's not something you can control. That's just life, doing its thing. I can't personally relate. I know it's gonna happen at some point statistically, because cancer is just a stupid thing that exists everywhere. But I know absolutely what you can be feeling right now, because it is, especially just a month ago. Like, that's super recent. If you said like 2 years ago or something, you've had time, maybe. It's still your mom, though. Like, it's not like your cousin. Like, not gonna make it sound like you're, you know, that one cousin here, you know, I wanted him gone. But like, it's like, not like that. But it's more so of like, that's someone that raised you. That's someone that literally gave birth to you. That's probably, if not one of, if not the most important person in your entire life. So keep her memory alive. Do whatever you gotta do that. Like, print out photos of her. If you're into arts, make some art about her, like either digitally or physically, doesn't matter. Do whatever you gotta do to keep her in your mind. Don't ever forget what she's done for you. Don't ever forget, memories that you've had. Maybe you have like old videos that you can, look back on or something. Do whatever you gotta do to keep that memory alive. Because that's what's truly important. Especially when you're going through it recently. It's always good to look back on the memories and, see what you guys did together, like stuff like that. Maybe recall a favorite moment where it was just the two of you and you went to dinner or something, or the two of you went to the skating rink or whatever. Insert other thing here. What I can say personally, John and Noah, I'll let them say their piece in a second. But me personally, I'm super glad that our podcast has helped you in whatever way it's done that. Obviously our banter is on purpose. We're trying to be funny, so it's good to hear that people are receiving it that way, that it's actually funny. It's not just like, man, these guys are real annoying. Why should I listen to their podcast? I'm glad that even though you've tried all these other things, like, you said, comedy shows, TV shows and like that kind of thing. I'm super glad that you did find something that actually does help. Regardless if that's us or not, which it sounds like it is, but I'm saying maybe you'll find some more things as well. It's not probably just gonna be us. Hopefully it's not just us. But I'm glad nonetheless that you did find us and that it is helping you in some way. I'm gonna stop talking now. I'm gonna let one of these two go. So you guys wanna say anything?
Of course. So Casey, again, I don't know your gender either, so I'll just refer to you as Casey. I've been there, I don't know which episodes you've listened to or not, but I lost my dad last year, so I pretty much know what you're feeling. It wasn't to cancer or anything like that, but either way, I know what you're feeling. It sucks. It hurts. It's going to hurt for a while, especially because that was your mom, and she died in a horrible way, and I'm sorry for that, honestly. But I can't say it's going to get better, but it's going to take a little bit. And like Ethan said, think about the good times, all the good things you guys did together. That was actually some advice that Ethan gave me when my dad passed that helped quite a bit. And like Ethan said, I'm very, very glad that this podcast has helped you in whatever way it has, because that was the goal of this podcast, to help people with whatever they're going through. So I'm very glad that was, you know, done. And yeah, shit, I'm tearing up.
Yeah, it's emotional. I mean, like I said, the waterworks were gone when I read this for the first time, because I was just sitting in my room reading it. I the word empath is a really stupid word, because it sounds like you're more important than you actually are. But people call me that just because I am very good at if someone's like, the way I word it is, like, someone's on stage, they're talking, and they're, or like, or whatever, and they start telling a really emotional story, and they start getting emotional because they're telling a story, I immediately start getting emotional with them. It's like that for videos, live streams, in person, it doesn't matter the format, that's how I work. And so, just based on reading this in my own room, isolated from the world, I was immediately tearing up, because I'm like, I know what they're feeling right now. But that's it's a good message on the list, Noah. But John, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what you guys already said, you know, we're glad we can provide that comfort for you, and we hope that you can find more things that will bring you comfort. And I've lost loved ones, not to cancer, but it sucks, you know, no one likes it. and hopefully just over time you'll be able to move forward.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
But Casey, if you're listening to this episode, don't worry, I have something really fun planned today. That's going to be both fun and funny. I think it's going to be a mixture of both. So don't worry, cuz I did this cuz I got this email a couple of days ago. I picked this topic kind of already. I was kind of between two, though, because I did put something on the list recently. For you guys, it means nothing because you can't see anything. But I put something on the list recently called You Didn't Realize. Or actually, it was kind of between three, actually, because I have Just a Dream on here as well. One of the topics we're going to be talking about at some point, I don't care who does it, but we're doing this at some point soon. The Just a Dream one is a scenario type thing where it's almost like a reset button type scenario. So the scenario is, you, like, tomorrow morning you wake up and it's 2015, or it's 20, or well, maybe we'll say like 2010 or something, and the last 10 years were just a bad dream. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, what are you feeling? What are you gonna do? Like, it was just all a bad dream, like that kind of thing. We're doing that topic at some point, because I'm really fascinated by, like, that topic idea. But, instead of doing, like, I imagine it's gonna be somber, same with the You Didn't Realize, that's gonna be somber as well. Instead of doing a somber one, I wanted to, hopefully Casey listens to this, and then they can, they'll listen to it, and the topic itself is fun and funny, and so it kind of lightens the mood a little bit. So that's why I've not picked those today. Like I said, those don't have a symbol next to them, because the ones with symbol next to them usually mean the host has to be ready, or there has to be a specific host, but those don't have one, because anyone can be the host for those. So whenever we do those, we'll do them. But it is time, ladies and gentlemen. You hear the bells ringing. John and Noah, do you guys hear the bells ringing?
I hear the bells ringing, bud.
You hear the bells ringing? Because you should, because it's game show time. It's more, you talk about Morbin time? No, it's game show time. So the last game show I've done was the, which one? It was the Quotable Pixels game show. And that one was, like, I gave them video game quotes, and they had to decide what game that was from. Noah got It's a Me Mario and somehow almost lost. So literally don't know what happened there. But either way, so this one's going to be a little bit familiar though. Cause all the other ones so far have been they've been new. Universal Stability, completely new. The Dead Silence game show, completely new, like all that stuff. This one's going to feel just a little bit familiar cause it's kind of similar to the ones we've done in the past. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the School Lunch Legends game show. So, welcome to School Lunch Legends. In this game show, contestants will be building their ideal school lunch from a variety of options. Similar to the food court game show and the theme park one, players will be given three options per round, and they must choose their favorite option out of the three. However, this game show works a little different than the previous game shows with this format. Unlike the previous two, where the goal was to match my ideal theme park and food court, in this one you'll acquire points depending on how many friends you can attract to your lunch table. Each option has an attribute that will increase your popularity, but they also have a downside. In the description of each food item, you'll be given the positive and the negative effects of each item. So here's the rundown of the points. So for every male friend you get, you have 3 points. For every female friend you get, you get 5 points, because when you're in high school, it's all about getting the ladies. And then each friend that is sitting at your table at the end will be turned into points. This is the only way to receive points. So it's incredibly important to strategize and use the advantages of the food and be cautious of the disadvantages. This game show is segregated into 5 days. At the end of each day, you'll be told how many people you populated at your table. This being said, you can also choose bad food items that will make people leave your lunch table. Each advantage and disadvantage will give you a statistic on what will happen once you choose it. So here's a rundown of that. So whenever I say plus population, that's an increase in the population from both genders. Plus male population, increase in population from a strictly male audience. Plus female population, increases the population from a strictly female audience. And then plus current population, increase in the current friends at the table often negates a bad effect. And then similarly, minus population, decreased population, minus male population, minus female population, you get the idea. Each contestant starts with a total of 50 male friends and 25 female friends. As this game show works around percentages and the result of a decimal point, we will always be rounding up. Some bad effects also can have status effects that will take place during different days or even sometimes the same day. These status effects can stack, so keep that in mind. The game show also has a pretty unexpected twist that you'll learn more about the farther we go along. Use your wits and your intellectual mind to create your own school lunch and attract as many friends as you can. Good luck. So, it's a bit more complicated than the food court and the theme park one, so do either of you have any questions?
I am good to go.
Are you, though?
No, but I gotta say yes.
Well, are you good to go, then? What's 2 plus 2 now?
4.
So you don't even know the answer to that, so, like, how are you ready to go?
It's clearly fish now.
It's fish, yeah, like, fish was obviously the answer. I mean, I don't know how you didn't know that.
Okay, so wait, Cheetos are chicken and 2 plus 2 equals fish?
You're goddamn right. Yeah, you did. How'd you know, though? Like, so, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you know, I got that big brain.
Ah, sure, yeah. Do you from John?
Upload more, then you can talk, boy.
Yeah, John, upload more, then you'll be smarter. Or then, no, then you can question your friend's intellectual abilities. But, John, did you have any questions or anything?
You know, I am probably not understanding, but it's fine. I'll figure it out.
Will you, though? Will you? Do you at least understand the, like, the basic format of, like, you have 3 options, you gotta pick one of the options, and then that's kind of like you're building your, like, school lunch idea?
What if I don't want to pick an option?
Then, too bad, so sad, you're gonna die.
It'll be your brother stabbing you.
Yeah, I'll have your brother on speed dial, he'll come stab you.
Imagine you did actually have your brother on speed dial.
It's like, hey, you know that John guy? Can you just go murder him real quick?
Yeah. Just go buy a sword real quick and go kill your brother.
No, I'll provide the sword. The sword has free shipping on it, so.
All right.
But anyway, so the way this is going to work is you're going to choose between one, because you're building a school lunch, so you're going to have, your first section is going to be building the sandwich or, like, the main course. Then you're going to choose your drink, then you're going to choose your snack, and then that's going to be the end of the first day or whatever. So, keep that in mind. All right. Are we ready to start, gentlemen?
You're
going.
All right. So, this is day 1, aka dawn of the 5th day. So your choices for the main course. You have a PB&J sandwich, a grilled cheese sandwich, and a ham sandwich. Let me give you the descriptions. So a PB&J sandwich is a classic school lunch sandwich that your mom made you while you were already 10 minutes late. So the advantage of this is bringing a classic such as this would make people think that you're cool when you're really not. Plus 6% to the population. The disadvantage is anyone with a peanut allergy will stay far away from your table. So this is a minus 8% to the female population. Grilled cheese sandwich. Another schoolyard classic. Your mom even packed you a small container of tomato soup. How adorable. So the advantage is grilled cheeses are super customizable, so you could easily pull in new and creative foodies. So this is a plus 7% male population. If you ever need me to reread the actual statistics, let me know. The disadvantage is the upperclassmen might see you as incredibly basic. So this is a minus 10% to just the population. And then finally, ham sandwich. This sandwich may scream broke, but it can also scream simple and delightful. So the advantage is ham equals bacon. Bacon equals friends. So plus 30% population. And the disadvantage, anyone practicing Judaism or Islam will stay clear from your table and most likely tell their friends to stay clear as well. So this is a minus 6% population each day. So that's our first status effect. So keep that in mind as well. So between peanut butter and jelly sandwich, grilled cheese sandwich, and ham sandwich, what are you guys going with? Like I said, if you need me to reread the actual statistics of it, like the percentages, let me know.
I will take the PB&J. Fuck the guys with the peanut allergies.
Fuck them predators. Like I just said that. Yeah. I just remember that quote from John.
Peanut allergies.
Fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck those kids.
Indeed.
Okay, so you're going with you're going with the peanut butter one? So you had just to clarify, you're increasing the general population by 6%, and you're decreasing the female population by 8%.
Oh well.
I'm just saying you're aware that's what the statistics are.
Yeah.
Okay. And John?
I'm gonna go with ham sandwich because bacon good for making friends, even if I don't like it. Screw my morals for popularity.
Screw my morals for popularity. All right, that's a choice. Yeah, that's definitely a choice. Yep. Let's see. So John, you're aware that's the status effect one though, right?
Yep.
Alright.
Screw religion.
Screw religion. Yep. Just screw the and screw everyone.
Alright. That's a choice. That's definitely a choice. So I'm just gonna, because it's each day, I'm just gonna take your six away now. For this one. Okay, I mean you guys are doing doing something. I'm not gonna say if you're doing good or bad, you're doing something though. Definitely something.
Okay.
Don't question what I'm saying. Alright?
Okay.
Just don't do anything. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Alright, so next, you guys have to choose your drink that you're going to go with your sandwich. So, you have milk, fruit punch, and Gatorade. Let me give the descriptions. Milk. Natural milk builds bones and muscles while also containing good resources. And we're not talking about cow's milk. So, the advantage is drinking milk can actively increase your chance of getting more athletic attention from both parties. So, this is a plus 9% to the male and female population. The disadvantage, though, is lactose intolerant people will most likely not want to trade lunches with you. So, this is a minus 5% to the population. Fruit punch. Fruit punch doesn't really have any nutritional value, but damn, does it taste good. So, advantage. Fruit punch will serve as an excellent trade for the peasants with boring drinks, thus increasing your popularity. So, plus 11% population. And the disadvantage, anyone that values their health as well as the upperclassmen might perceive you as childish and unhealthy. So this is a minus 2% population each day. So similar to the John's thing he got, it's a status effect. And then Gatorade. Gatorade can boost your electrolyte levels and get you pumped for the game on Friday, even though your girlfriend dumped you at the last one. So the advantage... the advantage of it is drinking Gatorade around the popular kids will garner their attention. Plus 5% male and female population again. And the disadvantage, having Gatorade might make other groups of people think you're just another dumb jock. Minus 15% to the general population for that one. So,
Jesus Christ.
I think you guys might be sensing the twist that I was talking about, but we're going to...
Yeah.
But so what are you guys going with? Milk, fruit punch, or Gatorade?
I'm going with milk. Lactose intolerant people.
You're going with the natural milk, Noah? The natural milk?
I don't know if I trust the milk, but I'll take the
milk. You're going with the natural milk, Noah?
Yeah, I mean, it's natural in what way?
Well, I said we're not talking about cow's milk, so I'll let you do the rest of the thinking.
I know, but I mean, if you come from a nut...
We're talking about booby milk, Noah.
Oh, okay.
It's like you're talking to the one innocent friend that doesn't get it. No, we're talking about boobs.
I love how I'm like, okay, and John's just like, bleh.
Is that what he did? I didn't hear him.
Yeah. No, it's just like, bleh. Nope.
John, what do you got against booby milk, man?
I don't know. It was more like a surprise gasp.
Surprise. Okay, gotcha. Because I didn't hear it. Noah heard the ooh sound or whatever.
Yeah. I'll take the boob milk, though.
Okay, yeah, we specified that. Thank you. Okay, let me see if I just do this. Interesting for sure. How about you? So you do lose, what was that? That was 5% to the general population. Okay.
No way.
So it's fine. But John, where are you going with, my friend?
You know what? I'm gonna also go for the boob milk.
You're gonna also go for the boob milk?
Hey, we agreed.
I see. I understand. I've seen the prophecy.
Yes. We get that. We both like boob milk.
That's not exactly the prophecy I was talking about, but sure.
Okay.
Alright, so next you guys have to choose your snack. So we got pretzels, Lay's chips, and combos. So let's go over the stats for those. Pretzels, soft or hard? It doesn't matter. Pretzels will always be a good and relatively healthy snack to bring to lunch. Advantage. All the healthy kids might appreciate your fruit choices, plus 9% population. The disadvantage is pretzels are usually never a good trading item, so this is a minus 8% to the male population. Lay's chips. Lay's chips can be pretty salty, just like how you were when you found out you got a C- on your math test last week. So the advantage is Lay's chips of any kind are a must-have item for some lunch combos, so this is a plus 15% population. The disadvantage is the female sports teams will stay away from your carb and sodium overload you're calling a snack. So this is a minus 12% to the female population. And then combos. An old and forgotten snack that never disappoints. Unlike you. The advantage is the upperclassmen will end up wanting to trade with you. Plus 15% population. And then the disadvantage is your own classmates might question if what you're eating is actually edible. So this is a minus 3% population for day 2. So that only takes place on day 2. But it is a status effect, so keep that in mind. So what are you guys going with?
I'm going with the combos.
combos. Okay, so you're doing plus 15% of the general population.
You're.
And then on day two, so you're taking the status effect then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so minus three. It's only 3%, which is not, you know, not terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, these can stack, though. I mean, yours is going to be over on day two anyway. But for John's, his is each day, so his can definitely stack.
Yeah. I also just felt so targeted while you were reading out the cup one.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just as you were reading it, I was like, I feel targeted.
That seems like a personal issue. I feel like you should consult a doctor.
I should consult a doctor about a lot.
All right, let's see. So that's a number, right? All right, John, what are you going for, man?
I'm going to go with pretzels, you know, because everybody loves things that are hard.
I was going to say, John, so you like it soft. So what do you prefer, soft or hard, John?
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
I love how I insult
We're talking about pretzels, man. What do you think we're talking about?
Yeah. Soft or hard pretzels.
Yeah. You know, you can get them either. The soft ones are generally, like, baked or whatever. The hard ones are, like, packaged and stupid, you know?
Yeah. You know, if we're talking about pretzels, I'd say soft.
Okay. Plus 9% of the general, so that's a general population thing, so let me just do that real quick. What was the number? Oh, yeah. Forget my own
name. Oh, my God.
No, I'll take points for you myself.
Never mind, sir, your great old host.
You should. That's my lord from now on, by the way.
Okay, yes, my lord.
Yeah, much, much better. Sometimes you just gotta beat him into submission. But,
What the?
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? We're still talking about pretzels, right?
Right.
What I'm saying is, like, you're with pretzel dough, you gotta beat it into submission sometimes. You know, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Oh, okay.
What did you think we're talking about?
I've never wrestled my pretzel before, but okay.
That's a quote for season 3. I've never wrestled my pretzel.
I didn't even think about what I was saying. It just came out and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to... So we did the drink. So that was the snack. So this is day two now, which is dawn of the fourth day. But this means that John, or who has the minus two? No, Noah had the minus three on day two. So I got to take Noah's 3%. And then John's on each day, so I'm just going to take John's now so I remember to do that. So John, you lost 6%. Because you're losing 6% each day. Alright, so now we got your main course again. So we got a turkey sandwich, turkey ham and cheese sandwich, sorry, peanut butter and fluff sandwich, or cold cheese sandwich. So turkey ham and cheese, let me give you the descriptions. The classic trio meat and cheese sandwich will most likely be rewarding when it comes to trading. So the advantage is, as this is a pretty popular sandwich, the boring people with just plain ham sandwiches will want to trade with you. So this is a plus 7% population. The disadvantage is the football team is guaranteed to come over at your table and mock you and make you a laughingstock. So this is a minus 18% to the male population.
Why does the football team hate turkey ham and cheese sandwiches?
It's just they just hate it.
That makes no sense.
The peanut butter and fluff sandwich. This sorry excuse for a healthy lunch option will draw the attention of kids wanting to try the sandwich that they never had before because they were too poor. The advantage is while it is not beneficial nutritionally, it is beneficial to your popularity, plus 12% population. The disadvantage is people that think you are a child will not want to associate with you. Minus 9% male and female population. And then cold cheese sandwich. If this sandwich doesn't scream, I'm poor, then I don't know what does. Advantage. While this sandwich is incredibly sad, it garnered the attention of the most popular girl in school as she has the same sandwich as you. This is a 45% increase to the female population. The disadvantage, though, is the majority of the school will think you're incredibly poor, and they would be right. So this is a minus 50% to the general population. minus 50% population to the general population. So that's the disadvantage of that one. So
these are all terrible options.
So what are you guys going with?
Cold cheese sandwich.
Alright, that's an easy number for me to calculate because it's 50% gone.
Yeah.
But, it's 50% gone, but you have the increase of 45%.
Ah, yes, true.
So let me just do that real quick. And John, what are you going with, man?
I'm going to go with the turkey ham and cheese. Screw the football players.
Okay, so John's going to get the shit kicked out of
him. I was going to say, he's going to get bullied.
Yep.
Okay.
His life is going to be hell.
69 minus your 18%. Ooh, that's a damage. That's a damage, all right. That's a lot of damage. I knew as soon as I did that. I saw this boat in half. Let's see. Moving on to the drink of day two. So we have an iced latte, a Rockstar energy drink, and a banana smoothie. So let me give you the descriptions. Iced latte. Channel your inner Gen Z and come to school with a Starbucks caramel iced latte that costs you more than your college tuition. So the advantage is, is there even a need to ask? Plus 50% female population. Disadvantage, most of the guys are questioning your life choices. Minus 35% male population. Rockstar energy drink. You've just pulled an all-nighter and you have a test today. You need this more than your bank account needs money. Advantage. I like that one. That was my favorite one that I wrote. You need this more than your bank account needs money. Advantage. All the other gamers and hardcore workers have flocked to your table for another boost of energies, plus 15% to the general population. Disadvantage. The entirety of the book club is giving you and your friends weird looks, minus 10% to the population per day. So this is every day again, so it's a status effect. And then banana smoothie. Bananas have many benefits such as nutrients, potassium, and stuff like that. However, you needed to use the last of that milk to make it, and your dad's not coming back with more. Advantage. the health buffs are eager to share their favorite healthy smoothie recipe with you, plus 10% of the male and female population. And then disadvantage, most of your current friends are starting to leave your table for your poor taste, minus 12% to the current population.
And your dad's still not coming back to finish.
I think we've all figured out the twist of the game show already, but...
Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
I still like that. You need this more than your bank account needs money. I still like that one. That one's my favorite one.
I feel like there's some pretty good quotes in this episode for season 3.
But anyway, so what are you guys going with?
Banana smoothie.
Okay, so you're doing 10% to both. It does negate it, but you didn't have a bad effect, so it can't negate that. So I guess you don't get that benefit of it, but you still obviously get the main thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow Noah's managed to gather the same amount of friends for both genders there, so that's interesting. But anyway, John, what are you picking, man?
I'm going to go with the banana smoothie.
Same thing. Okay, interesting. So this does negate a bit. So this negates your each day bad effect, John. So there you go. So that has been wiped. Interesting. Okay, moving on to the snack for day two. So we got trail mix, can of vegetables, and bone broth. Let me give you the descriptions. what do you say over there, John?
I'm just so glad that we got some healthy options for
But anyway, we got trail mix. This is a great snack option since there's three different snacks in one. This is great trade value and has all the men excited. Maybe a little too excited. Advantage, trail mix has a lot of trading power at the lunch table, especially amongst the guys, plus 30% male population. Disadvantage, trail mix is known for its high sodium content, which is pushing a lot of the health buffs away, minus 12% population. Can of vegetables, today your mom told you to eat your greens, and because you love her, you decided to listen for once. Advantage, the healthy kids from both genders are going to enjoy your company, plus 10% to the male and female population. And the disadvantage, a raw can of vegetables, really, minus 25% population. And then bone broth. Channel your inner Markiplier and have some Kettle and Fire bone broth to strengthen your bones. Advantage. People found out that you must watch Markiplier. So, plus 35% population. The disadvantage, a lot of the sports girls are questioning what a Markiplier is. Minus 12% to the female population. So, what are you guys going with?
Trail mix.
Trail mix, alright. So, minus 12% of the normal population here. You need this more than your bank account needs money.
That has been true for me some days. Just, I need this more than my bank account needs money.
So you say a lot.
All right, John, what are you going with, man?
Oh, the bone broth.
The bone broth.
The bone broth.
All right.
Channeling it in a Markiplier.
The Kettle on Fire bone broth.
Does that mean you're a masochist, John?
I've been called that.
Well, John, you've blew right past section 9, though, so.
But I mean, Markiplier, so it's all of that.
You are, yeah, that's true. But moving on to day 3, dawn of the third day. So, for your choice of main course, we got alphabet soup, chicken noodle soup, and tomato soup. You can get the theme there. Alphabet soup. This childhood classic is neither nutritious nor delicious, but it certainly is something. Advantage. The boomers in your school are interested in learning about your childhood classics. So, plus 20% to the general population. And the disadvantage is alphabet soup. Really, what are you, five? Minus 25% of the female population. Chicken noodle soup. The simple and plain, the simple and plain ass soup is a good substitute for tomato soup on a cold and rainy day. Advantage is sick people are flocking to your table like poor people flock to homeless shelters. Which I don't know if that's a good thing. Plus 10% population. The school bully makes fun of you for your terrible food choices in front of the whole cafeteria. Minus 50% population on day 5. So that's a status effect. And then tomato soup. This sad excuse for a soup is a general disgrace to soups all around the world, but for some reason you like it. Advantage, all the non-foodies are not really interested in your food choice, but they are interested to ask why. Plus 18% population per day. So that's the first good status effect. Disadvantage, you've lost all credibility in your food abilities. Minus 100% to the male population. So.
I hate all these.
Yeah, none of them are great.
Yeah, they all have disadvantages.
They all suck. Ugh. I thought chicken noodle might be fine. No. That tomato soup might be fine.
I mean, it might be fine depending on what your day 5 looks like. Because you lose the 50% on day 5. So if your day 5 sucks anyway, then it's not going to do much. If you're doing really good on day 5, though, then it's going to hurt.
Yeah. Now, what was the last one?
Tomato soup. It's the thing that makes you lose 100% to the male population, but you have an 18% population per day, so it's the first good status effect.
I need a minute to think. Trying to get anything?
I'm gonna go with tomato soup. Screw them guys.
Okay, interesting. You should have said fuck them guys or something. That's actually hurt. That hurts a lot, John, because you were at 75 male friends, but alright.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, that hurts a lot. Okay, but you do have 18% population per day, so it's your first good status effect. Will it be worth it though? Because it's plus 15%, but if you're at zero, can't do a whole lot right now.
Which one was the one that had minus 50% on day 5?
It's the chicken noodle soup.
I'll take the chicken noodle.
All right, chicken noodle. Okay, moving on to the drink for the day 3. We have half and half, apple cider, and root beer. Let me give you the descriptions. Half and half. This southern classic is a refreshing treat on a hot summer day and is quite the popular drink. Advantage, not that you'll ever give it up, but it could be quite the tradable offer. Plus 28% to the general population. Disadvantage, the upperclassmen are jealous of your excellent beverage choices. So they hate you. Minus 12% to the male population. Apple cider. Apple cider can be served hot or cold, but since you're not a menace to society, you've ordered it cold. Advantage. Everyone and their mom is foaming at the mouth at your choice of beverage. Plus 50% population. Disadvantage. The hot apple cider enthusiasts are giving you weird looks. Minus 2% population. Root beer. One of the best soft drinks out there and great at making everyone else jealous. Advantage. Root beer has many potential trade deals that are drawing people to your table. Plus 65% population. And then disadvantage, a lot of the health buffs are refusing to go near your dew-infected drink. Minus 35% male population. So, what are you guys going with?
I'll go with the cider, because I need some population.
You need some population. Alright.
What?
You need some population. I mean, that doesn't do a lot for you right now, because you were at zero, at least for the males. For the females, it does a good amount. Ooh, that does a lot. Alright. It makes sense. It's half of what you already have, so.
Yeah, what was the second one?
The one John just did, apple cider.
Ah, I'm going to say fuck it and go root beer.
Root beer, all right. So that's a plus 65% population. That's a just general population, so that's going to do wonders.
Yep.
Moving on to the side or the extra whatever. So we got Oreo cookies, goldfish, or popcorn. Oreo cookies, talk about a classic. Having Oreos at the school table is like having cocaine at the crack house. Advantage, all the men are flocking to your table, waiting to trade. Plus 100% male population. Disadvantage, the healthy sport teams are talking about you behind your back. Minus 50% female population. Goldfish, a snack that doesn't smell bad because it doesn't have feelings. Kind of like you. Advantage, goldfish is a classic trading item that has garnered the attention of the school bully who is actually interested in trading with you. Plus 50% population. Disadvantage, your current friends that you have made are frustrated that you are trading with the bully. Minus 50% to the current population. And then popcorn, the last time you had popcorn was when your ex dumped you in front of the whole movie theater while watching Inside Out. Advantage, popcorn is one of the most popular snacks in the world and has garnered the attention of the whole food team. Plus 25% to the male and female population. And the disadvantage is popcorn is rich in salt, so that is making it less enticing to people watching the sodium intake. -30% to the general population. So what okay. are you guys going with?
I'm going Oreos.
Oreos up. That's gonna really shoot you up. Holy goodness.
Yeah.
Someone has crossed 100 friends.
Whee!
Alright. But you are losing 50% to your female friends, though.
I'm already losing 50% on day 5. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the more you have, the more it takes.
It's all about it.
I'll figure it out.
And John, what about you, man?
I'm gonna go with the popcorn.
Popcorn. Gotcha. Okay, so it's 25% to both. Okay. Next, day 4, dawn of the second day. So we have your main course. We got a Subway tuna sub, pigs in a blanket, or fried chicken sandwich. Let's go over the things here. Subway tuna sandwich. You may stink up the whole room with the smell of Subway and tuna, but damn, did you make a bomb sandwich. Let's just hope it's not actually a bomb. Advantage. The smell is alluring to nearby tables. Plus 50% population. Disadvantage. Anyone that hates the smell of Subway and tuna have conceived you as their mortal enemy. -35% of the female population. Pigs in a blanket. The savory and carb-heavy tree is a 2000s kid childhood classic and comes with a side of mustard because you're not a monster. Advantage. A lot of the underclassmen wanted to try one of your lunch treats to see what they missed out on when they were a child. +40% population. Disadvantage. They are generally not a good trade item as they have your filthy hands have touched it. -25% of the male population. And then fried chicken sandwich, a southern classic. It's a classic for a reason, and that's because it's DaBomb.com. Advantage. When people smell fried chicken, you're basically the popular kid. +45% population. Disadvantage. Any kids watching their weight are slowly being tempted back to their bad habits, and they hate you for it. -25% of the male and female population. So, what are you guys going with?
I'm taking that chicken fried sandwich.
He's the chicken fried sandwich. You didn't even say it right. The chicken, we put chicken in it, but then we fry the entire sandwich. Not just the chicken, the entire sandwich.
That's so healthy.
It's super healthy. That sounds like an 80s invention.
That sounds like the most American thing I could think of, actually.
So, okay, going fried chicken sandwich, so it's 45% popular. Your male friends are skyrocketing. It's going crazy.
Yeah, right. I'm raising an army, motherfucker.
Oh my god, he's almost at 200 already. Okay, and then your female friends are lacking though because you've been kind of pushing those away.
Well, I don't need them girls.
It's 5 points per female you have.
All right.
Anyway, okay, John, what are you going with, man?
What was the second one again?
The second one was the pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
So the statistic on that was +40% population, but -25% male population.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to try to go the opposite. No, I'm going to go with pigs in a blanket.
Okay, +40%.
You know, it's a sad realization. I'm more popular in this than I was in high school.
I mean, to be fair, our class was only like 100 kids anyway, so like you're already past our actual class.
Yeah. True.
All right.
That's before John.
It's interesting. So you guys are kind of John's actually kind of exactly right. You are kind of opposites because Noah's female friends is lacking, whereas John's female friends is really good, but John's male friends are terrible, and Noah's male friends are skyrocketing. So it'll be interesting. Yeah. All right, moving on to the drink for this day: black coffee, tomato juice, and red icy. So let's go over the things, though. So black coffee, while it is darker than your future, it has a certain charm to it that you just can't put your finger on. Or in, for that matter. Advantage, coffee keeps you awake and energized, which also keeps your friends at bay. +40% male population. Disadvantage, the vast majority of the girls' sports teams are questioning why your coffee doesn't have anything in it. -25% female population. Tomato juice. You're a disgrace to humanity and you deserve what's coming to you. Advantage. At least it's healthy. +5% population. And disadvantage is everyone hates you. -69% to the general population. Red icy. You got this on a last minute trek to Walmart, which conveniently had a Subway inside with an icy machine. Advantage. All the upperclassmen are super jealous of you and your icy. So much so that they are basically bribing you for it. +55% population. Disadvantage. The classes below you have never heard of icy before, so they are a bit hesitant on sitting with you. -35% to the male and female population. So, what are you guys going with?
I'll take that red icy.
Alright. I was slightly hoping you'd say tomato juice, but...
We were hoping I was going to take one.
The tomato juice. Everyone hates you. -69% population.
That would be terrible. I'm trying to boost my numbers.
What do you mean, man? It's great.
No.
Oh my god, you're past 200 male friends at this point.
Let's go.
Just past.
I'm raising an army.
You kind of are, actually. 200 friends? You're not even... You can't even fit all these people at a table.
No, it's a very long table.
Yeah, it's a long table. You guys gotta play musical chairs every 5 seconds to trade items.
I was just picturing, like, there's the table, it's a circle table, and then there's just a big circle of males all around me.
Okay, so John, what are you going with, man?
We're gonna go with the Red Icy, because those younger kids, they just gotta, like, get a life. Like, what do you mean you never heard of a Red Icy before?
They just gotta get a life.
No, they should have had a childhood that they didn't have.
This is gonna be really interesting, because John's female friends are doing great. Like I said earlier, but Noah's male friends are going crazy right now, so.
You're.
Okay. So now we're moving on to the snack for day four. So we got Doritos, fruit snacks, and mixed nuts. So let's go over the things. Ooh. Doritos, the school year classic, is guaranteed to make you more popular and get you in trouble by the teachers for popping the bag open. Advantage, this is an excellent trading item. You could even use it to blackmail people into giving you something even better. Plus 35% of the male population. Disadvantage, the cool ranch enthusiasts have considered you a public enemy and have informed all of their friends to stay away from your table, even though they are wrong. Minus 25% population on day 5. Then we got fruit snacks. You brought this to school every day when you were in kindergarten, and now you're even less cool than you were back then. Advantage, fruit snacks are a good sunken cost trade, meaning you can convince someone to trade you for something better. Plus 35% population. Disadvantage, fruit snacks make you seem like a child. Too bad they're right. Minus 35% to the male population. And mixed nuts. Damn. Let's be honest, you didn't think you'd ever have nuts in your mouth, but yet here we are. Advantage, nuts are great nutrition. Nuts are great. Come on, Noah, what's the word? Talk about nuts, man.
Think you'd ever have nuts in your mouth.
The men at your table are a little creeped out by how much you like nuts. Minus 35% to the male population. So where are you guys going with, man?
What was the first one?
The first one was the Doritos. So the statistics was 35% to the male population, but minus 25% to the population on day 5.
Yeah, I'll take the Doritos, fuck it.
So just to keep you updated, you're taking 25% on day 5 again, which means it's stacking with the 50. So it's minus 75% on day 5 if you go with that.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Okay.
He's a gambler.
He's gambling, that's for sure.
I'm raising the army for a reason.
To kill them all. Wow.
To kill them all. Sacrifice.
Oh my goodness.
What's wrong? What are you going with, man?
We're going to go with the nuts.
Ah, so, what you're saying, though, is you like having nuts in your mouth.
Ah, Joe likes nuts.
That's not...
Hey, John, you should come over to my table. I've got a lot of nuts over here.
Not accurate.
They're all dying soon, so...
They're all dying soon.
Yeah.
They're leaving because you, like, ruined everything with their friendship with them. They just die.
They just die, yeah.
Sacrifice to Satan.
John's male population's not doing too great. Alright, then we got day 5, dawn of the final day. So, for your main course, we got slice of pizza, Burger King Whopper, and a Kraft mac and cheese. So, let's go over the things for these. Slice of pizza, you can't go wrong with a slice of pizza. Oh, wait, yes, you can. Advantage, pizza is probably the best trading item out there, especially since you got pepperoni pizza, plus 55% population. Disadvantage, pizza is one of the most unhealthy lunches out there, so a lot of the health buffs are staying away from your table, minus 40% to the female population. Burger King Whopper, you're not exactly sure why you got a Whopper. Actually, you're not exactly sure why you went to Burger King in the first place. advantage. A lot of the weird kids have flocked to your table all of a sudden. Why are they wearing tinfoil hats? Plus 25% to the male population. Disadvantage. Having the weird kids at your table is already a disadvantage. But you've also offended everyone on Team McDonald's. Minus 50% to the male and female population. Kraft mac and cheese. Kraft mac and cheese. These little microwave cups of mac and cheese somehow manage to taste better than the box stuff, which is most likely due to the fact that your mom burnt it last time and you vowed never to speak to it again. Advantage. While not a great trading item, this has caught the attention of the most popular upperclassman in school, as this was his childhood favorite. Plus 65% male population at the end of day 5. Disadvantage. As Kraft mac and cheese is highly processed, a lot of people trying to watch what they eat will most likely stay away from your table. Minus 35% of the female population. So what are you guys going with?
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler. Mac and cheese.
Kraft mac and cheese? Okay, so that does sort of help you a little bit. It's a different status effect, so it doesn't like stack with the other one. But yes. It is plus. So, yeah, I mean that only helps your male one, because the minus 75% is just general. So it does help your male one. So you're not killing off all your male friends.
I mean, whatever females are around, they're going to die too, but you know.
Well. So this is at the end of day 5. Okay, John, what are you going with,
man? I'll say the mac and cheese as well, yeah. I feel like it's the least bad of the city.
How is it anytime we play a game show with Ethan, me and John somehow a few times?
You somehow did one, or you're just cutting out?
That, like, me and John, we actually end up agreeing every now and then.
Because it's you only get 3 choices, so by basic cause and effect, it's going to happen. Okay, so you both have 2 status effects on right now, which is pretty funny. John's are both positive, though. Noah has a negative one. Moving on, though, we got our drink for the last day here. So we got sparkling water, cucumber lemonade, and Dunkin' Blue Raspberry Coolada. Let's go over the things here. So we got sparkling water. You beg your mom to get this for you since you think that water is too boring. You must also think that white is too boring of a color as well. Advantage. All the Andrew Tate followers have gathered around your table to talk about Bugattis and women. Plus 60% to the male population. Disadvantage. A lot of the tables near you are not fond of your new alliances. Minus 35% of the female population. Cucumber lemonade. While on the surface it might seem like a strong, strange, unorthodox combination, it can actually be really good, assuming you like really cool things in your drinks. Advantage. The food group are all interested to try this new flavor of lemonade. Plus 35% to the population. Disadvantage. A lot of people think this is a strange combination for lemonade. Minus 25% to the male population. And then lastly, Dunkin' Blue Raspberry Colada. With Dunkin' as an esteemed reference on this podcast, it would be a shame not to include one of the most popular drinks. Advantage. Anyone with at least 2 brain cells will acknowledge your superiority in excellent beverage choices. Plus 75% to the female population. Disadvantage. Your best friend is allergic to blue raspberry. Minus 55% to the male population at the end of day 5. So.
Minus how much?
Minus 55%.
Jesus!
At the end of the day 5. So, like, no one would go above 100% at that point. So, like.
He's in the negative.
Yeah, he's in the negative at that point. But you can't go in the negative. The lowest number you can get to is 1, because if you're at 0, you can't, like, do anything, because percentages don't work with 0, so.
Well, this got tougher than I wanted it to be.
Yeah, these are all kind of, like, bad. So, good luck.
Yeah, well, what were the positive and negatives to the cucumber lemonade, I think it was?
Plus 35%, and then minus 25% to the male population.
Right. Okay.
John, have you figured out what you want yet?
Yep, I'm gonna sacrifice the men for the blue raspberry Duncan.
Blue raspberry, alright. Right. So now John has 3 status effects. Alright. Minus
Yeah, you have one of that one, bud.
55%. And I know, what about you, man?
I'll take the cucumber lemonade.
Alright. Moving on, though, we got the final thing is the snack. So this is the last thing. So we got Starburst, Pockies, and Gushers. So let's go over the things. Starburst. Who doesn't love a good pack of Starburst? Just don't get the tropical ones, or you're basically a terrorist. Advantage. Starburst can be considered a currency to certain people. Plus 51% population. Disadvantage. Starbursts are just sugar and empty carbs, so the sports teams are not a big fan of your snack accolades. Minus 25% to the male and female population. Pockies. This Japanese fan favorite comes in many varieties like milk, nuts, and of course chocolate. Advantage. The International World Club has taken interest in your extended cuisine, plus 35% population. Disadvantage. A lot of the uncultured swines don't even know what Pockies are, let alone if they're good or not. Minus 50% to the male population. And then Gushers. This snack is not even a snack. It's pure sugar. But damn does it have everyone gushing over you. I'll be here all week. Advantage. Everyone wants a Gusher, including the popular girls. Plus 25% to the male and plus 45% to the female population. So there's the first one, there's 2 different percentages there. Disadvantage. The school bully will most likely take your Gushers by force, making you a laughingstock at your table. Minus 50% to the current population.
Oh, fuck me right.
I'll pass, thanks. But what are you guys picking for your
things? I'll pass.
I didn't actually mean it, but...
Okay. I was hoping I'd say that, and then John would say, no, I'll screw you from the left. Or something, like, he's fuck me right. like...
What was the first one again?
Starburst is the first one. Remember the terrorists? Okay. Don't get the tropical ones, you're basically a terrorist.
No, I remember that line specifically, because that was fucking funny.
Oh, you mean, like, what's the stats on it?
Yeah, where are the stats?
Plus 51% to the population and the disadvantage, minus 25% to the male and female population.
Screw it, I'll take the Starburst. It's not that bad of an option. It's not the worst.
It's something, alright.
And I'll go with the Pocky, because, screw having a balanced friendship.
Alright, plus 35%.
I'm honestly curious to see how this goes.
But you're losing 15%. That didn't have really much male population anyway, so this 15% is not going to hurt him. Okay, yeah. But it is the end of day 5, which means all your sad effects are happening all at once. So, John.
Oh, great.
You are getting... So I'm going to take away your 55%. So let's do that now. And then, okay. So that is John's total. I'm looking at that now. I'll do that later. But then Noah is losing 75% on day 5.
Yeah.
So this is gonna hurt, for sure. Your army is gonna be dwindling here. Ouch! Oh, yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Sacrifices have to be made, even if it's a lot of them.
That hurts. Yep. That hurts. All right. Woo! All right.
So John, who do you think is gonna win near you?
I think that you're gonna lose because you killed 75% of the population.
But he gained 65% at the, it did do some damage. I'm looking at the numbers. It did do a lot of damage, but it didn't do as much damage as I thought it would have just because he has the 65 still.
Mm-hmm. See, I played smart.
Okay. So did you? So, just to give you a basis of your friends here. So, John, you have 9 male friends. Yeah, you kind of pushed away a lot of male friends there. But you have a miraculous 211 female friends.
Jesus fucking
So, like I said, ladies man is the correct term here. Then we got Noah, your male friends. You have 158 male friends. The most you had before the purge happened was like 200, like almost 300.
Jeez.
So you almost had 300, but because of the purge there, you're down to 158. But you only had 27 female friends. So, we'll see
what happens. Oh, fuck.
So now, with that being said, now I gotta calculate the points. We gotta grind give them a certificate to a party.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can convert them into points. Okay.
That party definitely isn't as good as pizzeria.
Exactly. Also, I forgot to mention this during the pre there. But I did finish another book this week, so that's another good thing.
Oh, nice!
I finished. I finally finished the first book of the Tales of the Pizzaplex thing. So,
yeah. By the way, am I the only one who finds it funny that John had how many female friends?
211.
Yeah, and yet you're still single, John.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like that was unnecessary.
It was unnecessary.
Just saying, I think it's a little bit unnecessary. Okay.
That's just me at this point.
These points totals are looking interesting. Okay, so John's already done, but now I gotta do Noah's. Noah's 158 freaking male friends here. Alright. Okay, who would like to hear how much their friends have garnered in terms of points? Any takers? Right.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Alright, so Noah, after we grinded, spilled wine on the carpet. We did that, your point total is 626. So, okay. A majority of that came from your male friends, obviously. But your female friends did help you. It was gonna be, like, way lower if you didn't have them, so there's that. John, after you grinded your friends, your total is 1,082. So... John's female friends, I kind of had a feeling...
Noah left.
What?
Noah left. He's face quit.
He left? I didn't see it. Oh, yeah, there he is. Anyway, yep. Jonathan, 1,082? Yeah, 1,082 points. Obviously making him the winner. I kind of had a feeling this would happen just because, John, like, the female friends gave you 5 points each, whereas the male friends just gave you 3. So whoever had, like, because John was such in a good lead with the female friends, it kind of made it look like he was going to win, which did end up happening. So, John, do you have a winner speech, my friend?
Yeah, you know, well, it's all about the choices you make and the food you eat and screwing the male population for your benefit.
And you should have said, just it's about your food choices and not becoming a terrorist.
That's it.
I thought I was just going to say, and it's all about the ladies, because they help me win.
that would have made sense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of said that with, like, the abandoning your male friends part, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, you got a losing speech?
No.
Too bad you got a good one.
I don't want to.
Too bad.
I made poor decisions. I forgot the male population is not worth as much as the female population. So, really, I kind of just fucked myself, and, yeah.
Here, I'm curious. If Noah didn't make that one decision that added on 25%, would it have been as bad? I'm curious. You would have been closer. It would not have made you win, though. You would have had 900-something. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bit better. But, so, that one decision wasn't the thing that killed you. It was the decision of minus 50% on day 5, the first time, and then you added a second one that made it even worse. So, both those decisions were kind of what killed you, but, I mean, John also just picked a lot of female-centric items. The ones that, like, increased the female population specifically, but maybe, like, dashed the male population, because he had, like, what did he have, like, 15 male friends at the end of that? Or 9, sorry, 9.
Nine whole
male friends, so yeah. But it was very interesting to see what they picked. Obviously, I didn't actually write, I was too busy with calculations, so I never actually wrote down everything. You guys kind of remember what they picked in terms of their food choices, so you can kind of see what their ideal school lunch would be. But yeah, the twist obviously was the whole like making fun of people thing. It was like to do the funny. That's what it was, that's what the twist of it all was. And let's not forget that we all need a Rockstar Energy drinks more than our bank account needs money. That's just how it rolls.
Yep.
So, but yeah, with that being said, that's going to be the end of this episode. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope it provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. Lots of laughs in this one, obviously. And if you want to check out me, you can find me on YouTube at FlabZixyGaming. I've been uploading but it's been like semi-inconsistent just because of work and everything. So I haven't had the most time to do stuff, but... if not, I'll always be uploading like pre-recorded stuff. Like recently, I uploaded the final episode of Inside the I skipped the backrooms for now because until the update comes again, then me and John will go back in and do that. So we uploaded that recently. And if you want to find John, speaking of John, you can find him on Twitch and YouTube at JeebensFeebens. He has a lot of stuff over there. Subscribing and/or following is free, so there's no excuse. And you can find Noah at NoahDog5434 if you use Instagram for some reason. That's about it for there. And then you can check out our Patreon. So we have a Patreon, so we can have you have the tiers, of course, everyone knows that, but we also have the extended cut episodes, which are like kind of little 30-40 minute snippets of episodes where it's purely focused on just the topic. There's no like headlines, no career showcase, no winner loser, no nothing. There is a host, but they don't really matter in the end. So go check those out if you have a chance, and that's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
It's your male friends.